Despite the fact that there's a critical need for dialysis care in Hawaii, some of the state's fully equipped facilities have been sitting idle for years, awaiting government approval. The recent opening of two Oahu facilities is a step in the right direction for patients in need, but the logjam continues, as reporting fellow Courtney Teague tells us in today's Reality Check. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning, Chris.
What's the holdup here?
Right. So those two dialysis centers that you just mentioned, they were sitting there basically empty for like 3 years waiting for a state inspection.
Yeah.
Now, that inspection is really important because 85% of Hawaii's dialysis patients rely on Medicare or Medicaid, which are two government-run insurance programs. Now, that's why state inspectors have to make sure those facilities meet federal standards.
And that's kind of the fact of that they need to meet those standards and be inspected has slowed things down.
Yeah, that's the big holdup, and there's a couple of reasons there. One, only half of the health department's inspectors are actually trained to do these inspections because they're very technical, and it's very specialized training. And two, until recently, new dialysis centers weren't top priority for the feds, but as soon as that changed, the health department was able to send out some new inspectors to those facilities and get that going.
How many inspectors does the state have, give or take?
12, and five of those can currently take care of dialysis center inspections.
How many dialysis centers are awaiting that approval, Courtney?
So there are no new dialysis centers awaiting approval, but we do have 13 that are up for recertification inspections this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those facilities are still able to operate in the meantime, but the health department has identified a contractor who's going to come over and check those out, and they're hoping that they can start in August.
Courtney, when you say they're up for re-inspection, does that mean if they miss a deadline, they'll be shut down or the operations halted temporarily?
Yeah, well, that's not really an option here, you know, because we have so many patients who really need these services. So in the meantime, those facilities are still operating, but of course, that's really essentially without oversight.
But they are coming up against, sounds as if they're coming up against a deadline.
Yes.
For recertification.
Yes, they are. They are. But they are still able to operate, which is good.
So the idea of bringing in outside contractors is an attempt to keep everything flowing without any further halting of operations.
Right, because as long as those facilities are going unchecked, you know, I mean, there could be something wrong, but we just don't know about it. So those inspectors will help to identify any potential problems or lack thereof that could be going on at these facilities that are up for recertification.
Well, it's certainly the opening of these two is certainly good news for a great many patients, isn't it?
Yeah, great news. Actually, the one that opened up in Mo'ili'ili is going to be able to take up to 100 patients, which is a big help, I'm sure.
That certainly is. Courtney, thanks very much.
Thanks.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat, today featuring reporting fellow Courtney Teague. And to read her full story, you can visit civilbeat.org.